Welcome back to The Lazy Environmentalist here online. Healthy living with a twist on Sirius 114. I'm your host, Josh Dorfman. Great to be here today. We've got Vin working the magic there with a very slick haircut, Vin. Looking good, as is the whole team here at Lime, as always, living a little healthier, a little more environmentally aware. Lots of good content over on the website. Be sure to check that out, too. Very cool video content. Of course, podcasts from all the hosts here at Lime Radio. You can find those there. And if you've been listening to Lime Radio daily, we've got a great lineup. Up after me is David Foreman. He's the herbal pharmacist. He keeps you healthy the natural way, answers all of your questions, and does it with a lot of humor and graciousness. It's really fun to tune into, and we listen while we're here in the studio very often. When we finish up our show, later on in the day comes the fitness guru. It's Michael Fagan, his wife Lawson. They get you, again, get you healthy, but keep it very real, which is what I really like about those guys, those Harley driving Pilates experts, instructors who just keep it very, very real for you. Again, just the good tips you need to get a little healthier in your life. So all that's available as well over at lime.com. Now, information about today's show, our guests, links to not only their various magazines, newspapers, businesses, restaurants, all the cool stuff we're talking about today as we talk about Asheville, North Carolina, but everything else, all the other information that we're giving out as our experts tell us what's going on locally to make this such a very hip, cool, green community. You can find that information over at lazyenvironmentalist.com. We have all of the links up there. Thanks to our wonderful associate producer, Margaret Teich, who is also hails from Asheville, North Carolina. So particularly special show today, and it's a particularly special community. So if you want to join the conversation, if you have a question, whether about Asheville or just talking about this whole idea about community and what we mean by green community and how that pertains even to lifestyle. I mean, really, you know, you can purchase, you can consume in a green way, and that's terrific. And we're going to be talking more on this show. We've started to talk about, you know, what you do for a living. Are you working toward an environmentally conscious community, or, you know, just is your company aligned with a green mission? And more companies are enabling us to live very well, have great jobs that are aligned with that mission. And where do we live? And what's going on in our communities? How are they green? Because that's also so much a part of our lifestyle. So that's why we're doing these community spotlights. We're focused on Asheville again, as we've been saying. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. The number is 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. You can shoot us an email. That address is thelazyenvironmentalist@lime.com. All right, we have Rebecca Bowe with us. She is the writer of The Green Scene for the Mountain Express down in Asheville, North Carolina. You can see more about the magazine at mountainx.com. All right, Rebecca, before the break, we were talking about some of the things you cover in your column, because this is your job to really be tapped into what's going on in and around the community. So we're talking about Appalachian. Did I say that right?
Appalachian.
Okay, good. I'm going to get it right before the end of the show. Appalachian Offsets, a local way to offset your carbon footprint. We're talking about the Dogwood Alliance based in North Carolina that's greening the music industry. We're talking about a number of different things. I also know that Seven Star Alliance, you know Seven Star or Seven Star Events?
Sure, I'm familiar with them.
Those guys doing green, doing the green festivals, putting on all kinds of green trade shows and conferences.
I heard that they're getting a green Live Earth, actually.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. No way. Mm-hmm. All right, Live Earth, the big concerts coming up in July all around the world. And I know Al Gore's involved in that, right? I mean, all for raising awareness about climate change, global warming, and the environmental challenges we face. So very cool that they're involved in that. Let's talk about some of the other things that you mentioned when you first got to Asheville, you got involved in terms of putting together, I don't remember the specifics, but the project that you work on to get the information out about green building and what's going on in Western North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about that resource, because does it come out every year?
It comes out every 2 years, actually.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that and what you see going on a green building front.
Okay, well, the thing that I was working on is the Western North Carolina Green Building Directory, and it's put together by the Green Building Council here in town. And it's just a resource for homeowners and builders, you know, to green your home, to renovate your home, how to select energy efficient building, you know, construction materials. There's articles in there on how to do things like, you know, build a straw bale home or something like that. You know, there's some just a really great resource for people. Evidently, a lot of people use it.
And where can you still find? If it comes out every 2 years, do you buy it or is it available locally?
Oh no, it's free. It's distributed alongside the newspaper.
Oh, cool.
And it's free.
Cool.
Distributed all over town. The next one is coming out in March of 2008.
Okay, so we're right in the middle here.
Yep.
And I imagine for that one, there's going to be a lot of new material to go over.
Sure, yeah. There's a program called the Healthy Built Homes program, which is just a resource for people who want to, you know, work on building green homes. And that's just been really taking off here. There's a lot of people interested in green construction. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the construction in the area, well, not a lot, but there are some projects in the area that say that they're green, but really could be doing a lot more.
Really?
To be green. Yeah, well, we have, I was telling you earlier about, you know, people really love looking over the mountain views and everything here, and a lot of the construction is happening on steep slopes, which is detrimental because a lot of times the sediment will end up going into the streams, and it just becomes, you know, kind of environmentally degrading. So some of those are trying to say they're green, but they're not really green. So it's good to have a kind of standard, like the Healthy Built Home standard, to, you know, kind of make sure that people are staying to those environmental principles.
You know, this is a really good point because you talk about, I mean, a lot of people are relocating to Asheville. Now, we should say, you know, it's a great community, but, you know, let's keep it a great community.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the idea is that people are moving there. I mean, my folks were just, retired there, and they love it, and they love it for all the reasons that we've mentioned. I mean, it's a wonderful community. Mm-hmm. It's so extraordinarily beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it really makes sense that if you're going to come, to respect the place that you're coming to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of groups in town, too, that are advocating responsible building practices, and with good reason, you know, just to protect the streams and protect the biodiverse forest lands and stuff like that.
Now, do you see things like, is solar big there? Or, I mean, or are the is renewable energy pretty big? I know we have a guest coming on later on the show. We're going to be talking about biodiesel.
Uh-huh.
But what about for folks with their homes?
Yeah, we actually have a couple different solar energy companies here. There's one called Sundance Power. We've also got, or I'm sorry, is that right? I think it's Sundance. Yeah, Sundance Power, that's right. Solar Dynamics is another one. And Appalachian Energy is another. And these are all, you know, locally based solar energy companies. Pretty great.
And so now, just are you finding that this is stuff, is this growing? People are really, I mean, these companies are doing well. This is something that people are interested in tapping into? Or?
Yeah, it really does seem like, you know, the interest is growing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
All right.
We've got Rebecca Bowe with us. She is the writer of The Green Scene for the Mountain Express down in Asheville, North Carolina. You can see more about the paper at mountainx.com. We're talking here on The Lazy Environmentalist, Lyme Healthy Living with a Twist on Sirius 114. I'm your host, Josh Dorfman. Now, again, we're focusing on the community. Now, Rebecca, I'm curious, you know, is there tension at all between those who have been in Asheville and those who are moving into the community and saying, okay, well, with all this building, is that really, I mean, even if you're building and there's so much development, I mean, how do people respond to that?
Oh, yeah, there's certainly tension. I mean, there's one group in town called the Mountain Voices Alliance, which is actually, you know, they're doing really good things. They're just trying to really make sure that land is preserved and that there's responsible building practices and stuff like that. And, you know, people are seeing subdivisions going up on mountain slopes and that sort of thing. And, you know, understandably, the property values are going up and a lot of times the environment is getting degraded. People are understandably frustrated by that. So, sure, there is tension.
And now are some things – now, I mean, one of the things that I know comes up is trying to preserve that skyline or not building along the ridges. I mean,
sure.
is that being regulated or do you find – I mean, or – you know what I mean? Because everybody wants their mountain view. And
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful.
Sure.
So are there policies being put into place to kind of make sure that, like, the reason why everyone wants to move there in the first place, that's going to be preserved over the long term?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's coming in stages, but there are regulations that they're starting to put down now. Yeah, there's zoning ordinances and stuff like that.
All right, so let's talk about you now. You live in West Asheville.
Yes.
Now, West Asheville was recently voted by Natural Home Magazine the greenest community in the United States. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
So, I mean, what's your daily, I mean, in your daily life, I mean, how do you keep it green?
Well, I try to bike to work as much as possible, and which is, you know, it's a nice bike ride. Although we are in the mountains, so there's a lot of hills to climb.
Right.
So it keeps you in shape if you're biking around here. And what else? I try to, you know, go to farmers markets and stuff like that. We've got this great group in town called the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, which publishes a local food guide every year. So you can actually find out who all the local farmers are and what restaurants are using local products in their ingredients and stuff like that.
Very, very cool. We have the chef coming on in just a little bit from Tupelo Honey to talk to us about what they're doing on a green front and somewhere how they're sourcing their produce and stuff. So I know there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing what's going on the green scene in Nashville.
Great. Thank you.
Am I going to see you tomorrow night?
Sure. Definitely. I'll be at Malaprop.
All right. Super. Rebecca, thanks so much. That's Rebecca Bowe. She's the writer of The Green Scene for Mountain Express. You can see more at mountainx.com. Here on The Lazy Environmentalist, Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, Series 114. It's our community spotlight on Asheville today. Again, I'll be there tomorrow evening at Malaprop's to talk about my new book, The Lazy Environmentalist, Your Guide to Easy, Stylish, Green Living. So if you're in and around Asheville, come on down and check it out. It's going to be a good time. Again, it's Asheville Day. We've got a chef coming up in just a bit.